Question 7 to 8. Listen to portion 1 of conversation B.
You look exhausted this morning, Steve.
I am pretty tired. I stayed up nearly all night getting ready for a midterm exam this morning.
Have you gotten the results of the test yet?
Yes, and unfortunately, my grade could have been much better. No matter how much time I spend studying, I never seem to do well on tests.
Number 7. Why is Steve tired? Number 8. How does Steve feel about the grade he received on the test? Questions 9 and 10. Listen to portion 2 of conversation B.
You know, Steve, if I were you, I'd consider taking some of the seminars offered by the Study Skills Center.
The Study Skills Center? Never heard of it.
Well, it's run by a group of graduate students and professors who help undergraduate students improve their study techniques. See, last semester, I had to do a research paper for a sociology course. But I had no idea how to collect research materials until I took one of the seminars at the center.
Number 9. Who are the Study Skills Center's seminars designed to help? Number 10. How was the woman helped by the seminar that she took? Questions 11 to 13. Listen to portion 3 of conversation B.
What kind of seminars does the center offer that could help me?
They have one on test-taking skills. There's also a seminar that teaches you to manage your time efficiently. You should find that useful, I should think.
You're probably right. Where is the center?
They hold most of their seminars in the library, but the main office is in Staunton Hall, right across the quadrangle from the physics tower.
You know, I think I'll go over there right now.
Why don't you wait until tomorrow? Right now, you should go home and catch up on your sleep.
Number 11. What is one type of seminar that the woman thinks Steve would find useful? Number 12. Where is the Study Skills Center's main office? Number 13. What does the woman suggest Steve do next?